Bob Seger is about as big a hometown hero as you can get. He grew up in a single-parent household, taking on a ferocious work ethic, and he applied that to his desire to be in a rock and roll band. He built up a huge local following that would boil over into the rest of the world with his breakthrough album Night Moves in 1977. From there, Bob became a member of the American Mount Everest of rock and roll, releasing hits and multi-platinum selling albums, earning an induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and an induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. But before all that, in 1966, he encountered a kindred spirit on the Detroit rock scene, Glenn Frey. At that time, Bob took the future Eagle under his wing. On January 8, 2016, the music world was stunned when Frey passed away at the age of 67 from complications while recovering from surgery. His closest friends and bandmates were left reeling.
I met Glenn in 1966, and he was like 17 or 18, I was 20 or 21. We became really good friends, and he sang on Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, my first national single, and then he went off to California and formed the Eagles, you know, and then they came out in 1972. So we'd been friends for 49 years when he passed, and he was probably my best friend outside of my band and crew in music, you know, my best musician friend. And we stayed in touch all those years, and then he introduced me to Don, and Don also became a very good friend, Don Henley, and we stayed in touch, the three of us, for a long time. I mean, I saw Glenn 6 months before he died here at Joe Louis Arena here in Detroit. He played with the Eagles, and then 6 months later, it was over. We were just a couple of middle to lower middle class kids from Michigan. Glenn was from Royal Oak. I grew up in Ann Arbor. I was born in Detroit, but I grew up in Ann Arbor. And somehow we met and just became really good buddies, loved the same music, you know, shared the same passion.
That passion has inspired Bob Seger to dedicate an album of original music to Glenn's memory. And as he worked on it, he also honored Lou Reed and Leonard Cohen by covering a song from each of them. The record is called I Knew You When. Over the next hour, Bob Seger will share his warm and loving memories of his good friend Glenn and talk about these songs written straight from his heart. He'll also give you the details behind his recent health scare, which caused his wildly successful Runaway Train tour to be shut down after 13 sold-out shows. Hi, I'm Dan Neer. Welcome to Bob Seger, I Knew You When. All access.
Let the right one in. Let the wrong one out. In a cold world, that's what it's about. Took a million years, and thousands more. Then she walked out evolution's door. She's a winner.
Oh! I watch her walk, when I see her dance, my little brain ain't got much chance. She's a winner, and it's understood. Her body's grace, huh? It's more than good. She's a winner, she'll get away. Her body's grace, huh? And she's here to stay.
The opening song of Bob Seger's first album since 2014's Ride Out, that's Grace Isle from I Knew You When. Grace Isle?
I set out on purpose. I wanted this record to have a lot of rock and roll on it because Glenn was a rock and roller and he loved rock and roll. And so Grace Isle's the first one, and I read a book a while back called Last Ape Standing, and it's basically about the 7 million year evolution of mankind. And to make it short, there were two lines. There was the robust line and there was the Grace Isle line. And the Grace Isle line ended up being the winner. So I started thinking about it'd be fun to write a song about some guy 4.5 feet tall 100,000 years ago.
Love the way your mind works.
He has a little brain and it doesn't have much chance, but somehow he knows what he likes, and he likes the Grace Isle girl, you know.
Well, you sent me scurrying to the dictionary on Grace Isle.
Yeah. Well, Grace Isle actually means slender and graceful.
The next one, I Will Remember You. This is a huge sounding song with the amazing dynamics. It also sounds like a farewell between two good friends.
The thing that put it over the top for me was the gals singing, because they loved Glenn too. Like I said, everybody in my band loved Glenn. And when the gals lit it up on the last two verses, they just sang their hearts out. They loved him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it shows, and you can hear it. And I said, well, I got to use that one.
And you also bring in a keyboard player.
Stevie Ray's keyboard player, yes. Reese Winans. Reese played piano and he played organ on that. And he did a beautiful job on both. It worked. It's the most obvious song of love that the Bullets can dedicate to Glenn. It's almost as if I'm singing to his wife, Cindy. I wish I had the words that would take it all away. No words will ever take it away. But you can at least say, I'm never going to forget you, buddy.
Some people climb big mountains. To see what they can see. Some cross mighty oceans hoping to be free. We fight through the condescension. Scrape and crawl through the rust. We rail at the indifference. We long for someone we can trust. Yeah.
for you, babe.
From Bob Seger's new album, I Knew You When, I'll Remember You.
Nobody was more thrilled when I heard Take It Easy on the radio than me. You know, I heard Glenn singing Take It Easy in 1972. I said, yes, he made it. And I know he was thrilled when I hit with Night Moves. He was happy as heck for me. And all through that time period, you know, we remained friends. And, you know, it affected me deeply. And I just thought of Cindy, his wife, and his kids, Taylor and Deacon and Otis. And I just wanted to do a record that honored his memory. And that's what I think I've done.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves. In the summertime. For some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share. Working on our night moves. Trying to lose the awkward teenage blues. Working on our night moves. Mm-hmm. And it was summertime. Mm-hmm. Sweet summertime, summertime. Felt the lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder. Waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. And it's funny how the night moves. When you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves. With autumn closing in.
Night moves.
Night moves.
Yeah.
Night moves.
Seger's huge breakthrough Night Moves from the album of the same name. That song peaked at number 4 on the Billboard charts in March of 1977 and was named by Rolling Stone magazine as the best single of the year. The new Bob Seger album, I Knew You When, not only honors the memory of Glenn Frey, but that of Richie Hayward, the otherworldly drummer of Little Feat, who also played with Frank Zappa and with Bob. Richie recorded the song Blue Ridge sometime before the year 2010, and it finally has made its debut on I Knew You When.
A voice, but a Civil War buff, and when I think of the Civil War period, I think of how it actually perfected the Constitution. You know, with the 13th Amendment, we became a biracial nation. We became an open society. The original Constitution didn't have that, but as a result of the Civil War, and as a result of Lincoln, probably, arguably, our greatest president ever, the Constitution was perfected, and that is what democracy is all about. It's always evolving. I can't remember a time period since the Civil War when we've been so sharply divided politically. I'd rather we worked together and made things better, that's all.
That drum pattern that Richie plays on that is just ridiculous. I mean,
yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I said, you can't keep this up. So I'll keep it up. That's it. Okay, bro. And by God, he did. It's just astounding to play with that amount of gusto and everything. I remember the guy, we gave him an SO at the end of the take, you know. And I think we only did 2 takes on it. You know, we didn't want to kill the guy. but he burned him down, you know, just burned it down. And everything is based upon his drum creation.
It's fantastic.
It really is. It's just like a very unique and very creative.
I was out on the road tonight, making real good time. Heading out of the frozen north with a Mason-Dixon line. Some bridge and looked out on the Blue Ridge. I could hear the echoes tumbling down the gaps, cannon fire and musket shots, and someone playing taps. 150 years ago, I was a Yankee in some ditch fighting for the Blue Ridge, trying to take your blood.
Bridge from the new Bob Seger album, I Knew You When.
In my case, it happened to be true.
That's coming in a few minutes when we continue our exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Bob Seger's new album, I Knew You When, on All Access.